Raja Krishnamurthy is a Democrat congressman from the 8th Congressional District out of Schaumburg. He joins us on WGN Radio. Congressman, welcome back. I hope you're well. Let's try it again. Elif, you'll hit it right. Congressman, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are, Congressman. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Yes, thank you.
You will be at the inauguration tomorrow?
Yes, I sure will.
And my understanding is each member of Congress gets to invite one person. Is that true?
Yes, that's right.
Who are you bringing?
I'm bringing a staffer with me. He's a fourth-generation Marine. And I hope that he enjoys the festivities such as they are in the current environment tomorrow.
Well, at the swearing-in, now there'll be thousands of flags instead of thousands of people that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and company will look out on. Will you be, though, in that area, or are we speaking about something that takes place elsewhere?
Honestly, John, I'm not exactly sure where I'll be. I think I'll be in front of the platform. Normally, members of Congress sit right behind the president-elect as he or she is sworn in.
Oh, I see. Right.
But this year they are, moving us. I think they call it the West Front Capitol, which is right in front of the platform, if I'm not mistaken. But I haven't been there. I haven't seen the actual seating arrangements. I think they're definitely very different than the last inaugural where I pretty much sat right behind President Trump as he was getting inaugurated.
Seems to me like it's a sad commentary that we won't have a crowd, big or small. It would be enormous for any president. It's always going to be many thousands of people. And now we'll have thousands of flags. Aesthetically, that'll be nice. I saw a picture of it yesterday. But 25,000 National Guards men and women, fences and wires, blockades, not many people, and that's the way we start this administration. That's a sad commentary, Congressman.
It is. I think the events of January 6th were kind of a wake-up call to the threat that we saw kind of materialize that day. And at this point, I think, unfortunately, we have to, plan for the worst and hope for the best. It does feel like a little bit of an armed camp. I won't be, I won't mislead you into thinking otherwise. I was at the Capitol very late last night after flying in, and, there are checkpoints everywhere, and there are National Guards people who are basically bivouacked in the Capitol. They're sleeping on the floors. We haven't seen these images since, pictures of the Civil War.
Can you tell me anything else about the safety precautions that are in play for tomorrow?
Well, there's two sets of safety precautions that are in play. One is the health precautions. So I actually had to go to the Pentagon late last night to get COVID tested. And we'll be getting a result today. Hopefully I'm negative. And I'll get like a wristband or something that will, prove that I'm, COVID negative and can enter the inaugural grounds. And then the second is the security screenings. And there, I mean, there's just layer upon layer of security screenings at this point. And, unfortunately, we can't live like this, John. We can't be like this, certainly not our nation's capital, which is built and designed to be accessible by the public. And yet that's the world we're in right now. Hopefully we can transition to a better place during the Biden presidency.
Congressman, I want to ask you about two groups of people on two Wednesdays ago during the storming of the Capitol. One is the general citizenry, the people that were running up the steps. It just gets more and more discouraging as more and more video comes forward. What's your position on what should happen to those people? How resolute should we be in finding them and prosecuting them?
I think we have to prosecute them to the full extent of the law, John. I think that there's no choice. And I think wherever they reside, wherever they have travel to, the local authorities cooperating with the federal authorities have to have to find them and hold them accountable.
We have some here in Chicagoland. I've been trading email with one of them, trying to come on. And I think here's what we'll run up against. Maybe not you, but a prosecutor, whoever the U.S. attorney is there. If I was standing on the Capitol steps just outside the door, but I didn't go in, what crime did I commit? Are we going to put that person in jail for a year? Really? So I think it'll be very difficult to parse who's guilty of what and what the appropriate punishments should be.
I don't disagree with you that there's going to be some kind of gradations of how you treat people, and some people are not going to be held with this, held accountable to the same severity that others are. But you have to, for instance, go after the plotters, the ringleaders, but also the people who actually decided to break in. But also there are people outside who, for instance, bludgeoned the security officer to death. They never set foot in the Capitol, possibly.
Yeah.
But they took a fire extinguisher to this brave man and killed him. And we cannot ever allow these people to get off scot-free.
What about the members of Congress who may have been texting or tweeting and in some way assisting the rioters?
It's very disturbing to think about this, but we absolutely have to investigate and in all concerns, allegations that, there might have been some complicity or cooperation among my colleagues. The same is true with law enforcement, unfortunately. I think the rank and file police that were just trying to hold these people back were so brave. And I know a lot of them, but their leadership failed them. And obviously, other branches of government certainly did, if not worse. And I think, we all know that President Trump helped instigate this. And this is just a situation that requires massive investigation at different levels.
All right. I have 60 seconds left, Congressman. So you're still for the impeachment, even though Donald Trump will no longer be president?
Unfortunately, yes. Go ahead.
And my last question is, how optimistic are you that $1,400 checks will also be surfacing in the next month or so?
I actually think that has a good chance. It almost passed the Senate in the last go-around. Mitch McConnell held it up, and obviously there's been a change in power there. So I think that Majority Leader Schumer will probably usher that through.
Yeah. We'll look for you on TV. It might not be easy to see. The crowd will be smaller, but it'll also be scattered. So I wish you a safe and celebratory day tomorrow, and let's have a more peaceful and positive 4 years. I appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
Raja Krishnamurthy from the 8th Congressional District in Illinois.